What's going on, y'all? What's going on, y'all? It is Genuine right here, and this is the Genuine Show. And tonight, I'm giving y'all a brief synopsis on the word love. So, when you talk about love, talk about having a special feeling inside of your heart and your mind, that feeling that nobody could give you other than Christ. And what I'm learning is that a lot of people are so afraid of love that they'd rather hate to supplement the feeling of love. Because in their eyes, it has become evident that somewhere deep down inside, whomever raised them, whoever they were around, whatever type of influence they had outside of their household, showed them that hatred has become the new love. And love has become something distant in the wind. But then I thought about it and I said, what if God had loved us how we love our neighbors? How we love the people who are in our lives? I believe that if we could follow the guidelines that's in the Bible, love thy neighbor as thyself, if we could follow that, if we could follow suit into loving each other unconditionally, even when that brother had done something wrong, like we learned today in Bible study, you're supposed to forgive that brother, even if he continuously hurts you or does something wrong to you. And so because of that, we're supposed to not forgive 7 times, but 70 times 7, meaning the Lord is not even counting how many times you're supposed to forgive, because he forgives you when you continuously keep messing up. So what I will leave you is with this. If you love God, you can love yourself. If you love yourself, then you will be able to love your enemy. You'll be able to love those who backbite and try to hurt you. And you can love the ones who love you back equally the same way. I'm Genuine. Peace and blessings. One. Okay, guys, welcome back to the Genuine Show. All right, so right now we're going to talk about our next segment and our next topic, and it's called Stay Woke. Hashtag Stay Woke. Now, somebody told me, when he started hearing my music and stuff, that I was supposed to be talking about things that mattered to the black community. And when I heard this, at first I was like, okay, I get it. You know, you want me to have a Black Panther moment, and you want me to be able to, you know, speak some knowledge into the system at hand. Then I thought about it, and I'm like, well, to stay woke, isn't to stay woke to stay mindful of what's going on around you? Isn't staying woke being able to know what is really happening in your community? On all levels, all creeds, all colors. And I thought about that, and I said, yeah, that makes more sense. And I feel like if you are an activist, then yes, Black Lives do matter, but what about the innocent white, Hispanic, and other colors who lose their life because of just the because? I think that it should be where if you are fighting for a cause, we need to go back to how Dr. King was trying to do. And what he was trying to do was to inform the people so that we could have been able to fully grasp the option of you as a Black man and you as a white man come together and form a nation of creed and color that can overpower the government and be able to create something new within the system. So I think that's what it means, though. For what do you guys think, though, for real? What do you think the term stay woke means? Let us know. We'll be right back. I'm Genuine. Welcome back. I'm Genuine, guys. Okay. Before we go, I would like to be able to do one more thing with you guys, okay? Now, what I want you guys to do is I want you guys to be able to know hands down who you guys are. So I want you guys to say this with me. I want you to say this every day you wake up. Say that. If you're a man, say, I'm a king. If you're a woman, say, I'm a queen. See, we're not supposed to be living poor on the land. We're not supposed to be rich. We're supposed to be living in harmony. We're supposed to be living as one. The problem is, there's a whole lot of gluttony, lust, all sorts of things that's going on in this world. So, I believe with this. If you believe that you have the power to use whatever talent you have to change the world, do so. Stop listening to naysayers, pussyfooters. What do you think they're going to do for you? Nothing. But prove one thing and one thing only, that they're here to disrupt and not help build. So, by all means necessary, let's help build each other up. So many times we hear people trying to tear each other down, but I believe that we build each other up, that eventually we will be able to get back to what it's supposed to be. One creed, one color, one nation, under God, and liberty and justice. I'm Genuine. This right here is the Genuine Show, guys. I'll be back later.